bit.
We should do that sometime.
I would be down. I love that game.
You should call me. Why am I whispering? I don't know. But it's good that I have headphones.
But you know, now that we're done whispering, because whispering is not too necessary. Yeah, it'd actually be a good time to start this thing. So, Frank, Katie, thank you for joining us for episode 74. It's always that interesting establishment of high school friends who may or may not know each other. But it's always fun to have that pseudo high school reunion-ish, like, hey, we both went to Minnetonka for the second and a half thought. I don't know. I'd throw something out there.
We've met before tonight. Well, I mean, that counts. It counts.
But in a vague, like, I think I know you kind of way.
No, I specifically remember going over to his house and going on the boat.
Definitely.
I think we went on the boat once.
Oh, no doubt. If you did, if you were there, you had to.
Well, there you go.
Since you can call it the fact that, you know, parents' residence had a boat.
It's kind of one of those things you're like, well, there's a boat out there. Are we going to use that? Yeah, of course we'd use that.
Well, yeah.
It's a boat. It's a boat, dude. I
mean, come on.
Exactly.
Who do you think I am?
I'm made of stone, I'm
sorry. I'm not jaded.
Yes. Taunting people.
Oh, it's just, you know, we don't even keep it fueled anymore. We don't use it.
Really?
That was my
pseudo.
It was a joke.
Oh,
like, but gas is expensive.
Well, like, you get those people who have like jet skis and they like don't use them because they get bored of them. I'm like, well, how are you a person?
They have no souls.
How are you? Get in that thing. Use it every day.
Give it to me.
I'll take it.
I got my pre 18-year-old boating license just so I could use a jet ski.
I know, right?
Fantastic times.
Silly people.
I haven't used my jet ski in years.
Oh, see, you're one of those people.
Well, no, it's also, in California.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of not here.
It's kind of not here. And well, I kind of haven't gone to the anymore? Lake in a cup. It's my dad's.
Well, I don't think it's yours.
Well. Is the boat yours?
There's that childhood sense of ownership where I used it all the time, therefore it's mine. Let me go pee on it like a cat.
Yeah, it's called territory.
Yeah.
I'm like a cat.
My folks' boat, that's totally
cat?
Mine.
What about a dog?
I named poppy it. Seed. The poppy seed muffin.
Poppy seed
muffin. What? Oh, I remember your boat.
Yeah, the poppy seed.
Yeah.
Remember that day when we... Were you along when we had like 10 people out and...
Oh, no. No,
Corey,
no,
Oh, wait. What? Keep talking.
It was like a bunch of theater kids and...
Sounds right.
When
well,
was
you,
it?
Well, you were out in the boat numerous times.
Most often.
Yeah. But it was like Corey Kanan and...
it's his birthday today.
Is it really?
Happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday to Corey. Yeah, but like he had his jet ski out that is black and white, and I think they call it Shamu. But boat. We're like just tooling around in the boat. We used the tube for a while, and then we were just like trolling around the lake with just the rope behind us, with like people hanging holding onto the rope and stuff like that. Probably stuff that you shouldn't really do with the boat, but
probably.
But it's just that everyone was foot skiing or whatever that is, but we all suck at it. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it's barefoot. That's super fucking hard. Yeah.
But it's just nice, fun day. Just being
in high school.
I was like, why didn't I people? Have more friends with boats? I never got to. I specifically remember going on your boat because I did it so.
Awesomely?
Infrequently.
Oh.
Using boats infrequently.
Well, in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, which is funny.
Did you ever get out on the poppy seed, Katie?
No.
Oh. Well, we still have it. It just, we gave up the dock spot for it.
Oh. So,
that makes it harder.
Ouch. So, yeah. We have to plan ahead if we want to use it. It's not just an impromptu thing where we take it out.
Let's go out on the boat.
Yeah. Even if it's midnight. Those were fun.
Those were good.
Yeah. I remember
flying on glass.
Yeah, I remember that first night when we took the boat out, and the lake was just, there was completely still, the lake was just glass. It was just
beautiful.
Smooth.
Which
would have
made me sad
because
I couldn't be wakeboarding on it because it was dark.
See, those nights I usually brought a canoe instead.
Mm.
Felt like a Native American.
Your pontoon is really good for just kind of going out in the middle.
Yeah,
and just
it was.
Like,
that was the best.
Look, stars.
Oh,
awesome.
We used to go out there and just break out the stogies.
And I remember at least once there was a meteor shower and we wandered out.
Oh, we have to stop talking about this because it's making me miss summer too bad.
I know.
And this is kind of a
raise
of
your
a
hand
tangent.
if you have cabin fever.
Well,
no,
it's like 30 something out now. I can go outside without most of my fear.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's the I haven't had enough vitamin D. Like the sunshine is just non-existent.
I actually just got prescribed vitamin D because apparently my doctor told me that 80% of Minnesotans have vitamin D deficiencies.
It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. No, you shouldn't be at all.
But if you go down to Arizona, only 60% deficient. So
it says they're inside in their air conditioning.
It's that critical 20% difference there.
Yeah.
So well, I mean, think about
the sun and
going into an office and otherwise. Yeah. It's I get there and the sun's out, kind of, and I leave and it's dark. Or
you mean that 25 minutes of sunshine? For the record,
I would have a lot more sun. I would have a lot more vitamin D if they didn't put the if you could get it through glass.
Like the polarized glass.
We have a big storefront window. The sun comes in, and it would be like several hours of the day that if I could get vitamin D that way through the glass window, I would be okay.
Tanning salons would go out of business. It's a conspiracy.
Break the window, obviously.
Well, then it's cold. And I really think Greg would get really mad at me.
I feel like it's a trade-off between your mental health and your physical health.
You could get one of those lamps that looks really creepy.
I could.
Yeah, there's a guy in my office. Or I could just go to California. Lamp.
Or you could. Or you could go to Mexico in a week and a half like me. Woo!
Yeah. You and your BMW can have fun while we all freeze here to death. I hope you feel guilty.
I probably won't.
I know you won't.
Can't decide to tell you to drink the water or not to drink the water.
I'm not going to drink that water. I'm going to drink the bottled water.
The clear, crisp bottled water.
Yeah, or whatever I bring along in my Camelback.
Are you actually bringing your BMW down there?
Yes.
Or is it to bring like a trail bike? Because on your bike,
that is my trail bike.
Okay, yeah, because it's outfitted for...
Yeah. Even more so now.
That thing will conquer mountains.
Yeah, I put knobbies on it and I've got hand guards that have an aluminum back that goes all the way around. So the controls are 100% protected.
Do you anything for your legs? Think about it. Consider it.
Yeah, think about it. But I also have a bash plate for underneath that looks really cool so it can rocks don't mess it up or anything like that. So
see, I consider something for your shins because it's not about like protecting your shins, it's about getting your leg. It's like making sure your legs don't get ripped off of your foot pedals.
Well, I'm not really worried about that either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not worried about losing
your legs?
It's not going
to be... that kind of riding. It's not
going to go through like fields of swords. They don't have those in Mexico anymore, do they?
No, not anymore.
They
outlawed it like 3 months ago.
You can't grow those anymore legally.
Yeah.
Oh.
No more sword plants.
But
no.
the drugs are fine. It's the sword fields. We got
to
get rid of them.
Actually, the sword fields were starting to interfere with the drug plots.
Yes, and the tourist industry.
Come on, Mexico, get it together.
Yeah. So.
Did you hear they had a final countdown disappear? I'm gonna stop. Too many.
We are kind of tangenting.
We're all tangenting.
Let's bring it back.
What are you streaming right now? Since we're like 10 minutes in and not a word has been spoken.
What am I streaming?
About streaming.
You know, it's not about what I'm streaming. It's about
who I'm streaming.
No, it's about the.
Yes.
The speed at which I'm streaming, because I got a new laptop.
Oh, I thought I took that so many other ways.
Well, that's because your brains are all in the gutter.
I was excited about who you were streaming. wouldn't a cool new show or something?
I thought, maybe she really had to go to the bathroom.
What in the world are you talking
about?
She had to stream really fast.
Oh, wow.
I know, see?
So, Katie.
You're right.
Quickly that you are streaming, what are you streaming?
Hulu. Lots of Hulu lately.
Hmm. Yeah, you're one of the few I actually watch real things that are broadcast recently-ish.
Yeah. So, you know, ABC.com on my iPhone now.
Yeah.
That's upgraded. Hulu. I discovered the really bad website that I shouldn't, that's, you know, illegal and bad.
Oh, I was like porn?
No.
No, no, it's the way she was apprehensive about mentioning it on a recorded forum. It's like,
I'm like, that thing?
Yeah. You know, thing that all the kids are talking about, the porns? Yeah.
Anyways.
But the occasional pirating.
And I did, just to catch up on this one show because I couldn't find the episodes.
And you've talked about that before where you tried to jump into Las Vegas and that just didn't take because you couldn't get it. Yeah.
Well, but Netflix, I have to say that I...
You took the time to find Las Vegas?
Only for tried a couple
to.
Minutes.
And then went to Top Gear.
I never got far. Ah, exactly. And then
far
went
better
to Top
investment
gear.
Of your time.
Top Gear.
No, I did get to fall in love with a friend that we were dog sitting for had an Apple TV. And at my fingertips was like all the cable and Hulu Plus and Netflix and their iTunes account. And
they actually put...
It was fun. I didn't do anything last Monday.
A couple weekends ago, they put the entire Criterion collection out on Hulu.
That has actually convinced me to buy a Hulu Plus account.
And it was nice, but it was only a weekend. But then I went back and checked, oh, you know, there are a couple movies I wanted to see anyway. And I watched Rashomon. That movie is weird.
Never seen
which,
it.
Which one was that? I know it's Akira Kurosawa, but
yeah,
what's
Kurosawa.
The plot of that
it's,
one?
That's the one where these people are retelling a court case.
Oh, that one.
It's just like...
I haven't finished that one.
I don't know.
I mean, I understand, like, wow, it's really great for its time. I would not say one of the top films out there.
Well, I mean... You got to take it for what it is, but that's kind of why I want to get the Criterion, you know, get the Hulu Plus for the Criterion collection and like really check it out, because that's like film history. You got to know where it came from to know
yeah.
where it's going to go to.
Yeah. And I wanted to watch whatever, Seven Samurai?
Seven Samurai. That
it's
one's
like
been retold a million different times. Yeah.
It's close to 4 hours. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's the.
I've done it.
What am I watching? Titanic?
Who's the two? There are two animes based on
Dances
it.
Dances with Wolves. There's,
and then, of course, Star Wars.
Yeah. Hidden Fortress.
Star Wars
was more based on Hidden Fortress. You can actually identify exactly who was which character in Star Wars.
Well, then I got it. See, now you're just convincing me. You're just convincing me if not for just the works of Kurosawa.
But you got to see, of the Kurosawa movies I've seen both so far,
yeah.
Sanjuro and Yojimbo are fantastic.
So?
They're both about the same... character played by Toshiro Mifune, who's like the ultimate Japanese badass samurai.
Awesome.
yeah.
What are you doing shaking your head over there?
I was thinking of all the Japanese badasses I can just list off in my head and thought, you know, he's not on my list, but that's also because I don't have listed Japanese badasses in my head, so...
Or maybe he is on your list because it's the only one he's
all
said.
He ranks up there, I mean... There are famous westerns that are based on Sanjuro and Yojimbo, like Fistful of Dollars. That's straight up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then I gotta see it. Yeah. See, there's a reason to get Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I would say so for the Criterion Collection.
Well, the entire Criterion Collection isn't up there anymore. They only had it for that weekend.
Oh wait,
but
what?
There are selections of the Criterion Collection that are available. It's not the complete selection.
So
it's just a lot of it.
So do they intend on
bringing it back?
Available?
I don't know, because it was really like I heard about it 2 days into the weekend that it was available.
So why would they pull it? Why would they pull it off? Let's speculate.
Well, based on licenses, I assume. Because you know,
or was it a thing
people
where you
got
to
paid,
watch it
you know?
For free that weekend, and then you had to buy Hulu Plus to watch it?
Yeah, that would make sense to me. But because licensing, I assume, would be for a far larger period of time than a weekend. Like you wouldn't pay.
Or that they didn't have the licensing and then...
Well, every article that I read about it leading up to it or midway through it, Criterion Collection, now available. It's my radiator behind you.
Oh.
And so it's... You'd think that it would have been notated as, you know, it's Hulu Plus versus Hulu, but even when I went back on, the feature bubble thing that was on my Apple TV had gone away. It's just that I knew to look for certain movies like Rashomon and Seven...
Come on, Hulu, I almost bought something from you.
Like I said, there are a bunch out there.
Well, I watch it. I watched some today.
Okay.
I have
a Hulu question to pose.
Sure. Okay.
Because I don't really feel like doing the research and I have you guys in front of me. So I've been watching a lot of Hulu, like I said, and, you know, they keep putting on these previews for random TV shows that are like exclusively on Hulu. Are these real TV shows that they've just made up?
Can you contextualize it with any name
Rev.
While I have the app up?
Rev, for example, right? Because I know that
they're all
Hulu
like weird
produces...
long names, and I'm like, I don't.
Oh, see,
I can tell you premise of different ones.
See,
but
I know all I know is that Hulu does not produce any of its own content.
So that's not true. Produce.
But see, that's what I was wondering.
It is licensing its own content, differentiating content from across, you know, from the BBC.
Right.
Hulu is creating their own content.
You are wrong.
They are.
See, that's what
I don't know their own content is available.
It's not available yet, but they're producing it.
Oh, of course. Okay. Well, so is Netflix.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, but their stuff is
already produced.
Well, House of Cards.
And Lilyhammer.
So, Lilyhammer.
Lilyhammer is exclusively produced through Netflix?
Yep.
Yep.
I thought that was through
And
BBC.
It's shitty as all
No, I thought that was licensed through BBC.
No.
No, no.
Oh, sure? No.
Absolutely.
Lilyhammer?
Not. Yeah.
That Lilyhammer is not BBC. Up Netflix.
Really?
That yeah. is... Ugh,
I've
that
never
is...
seen it. All I ever know is I see this stupid little pop-up, you might like this. What are you watching next? That's a freaking Hulu. I hate that.
You know, there's... There
watch this random animation clip. No, I don't want to watch this random animation clip. Yeah. Let me back to my show.
There actually is at least one program on Hulu that they produced that is now available.
Which is...
Little Mosque. Which...
Oh, yes.
That was one of the... That was one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That was... But then there was... I mean, there's like a...
There are a bunch of other ones. I'm...
Political one. There's... And the one I saw them right before I came over here was like, it says, the French solution to The Wire. And it was in French with English subtitles. Hmm. And that one was the first one that I saw that I was like, you know, I think they're licensing them from overseas.
Yeah.
The other ones really truly were like, had a, you know, just a slight twinge of corniness and emptiness to them to be like, it's like you made a commercial... It was a movie, you know, and you're just kind of, you only wrote the script for the commercial,
yeah,
not for an actual show. So I was trying to figure out, are they producing their own shows? So they're specifically only on Hulu. Like, what does exclusively on Hulu mean?
It means that you cannot get it anywhere else.
But I'm sorry, but does it mean that they're producing it and that's why you can't, or just they have the sole licensing?
No, they probably just bought it.
Well, it kind of, there's a fine line there where they just recently made a partnership with, oh wait, no, Amazon Prime, so a different streaming company, just got the exclusive streaming rights for Downton Abbey for, I think, seasons 3, 4, and 5.
Really?
No!
So...
Or was it 4 and so on?
Maybe it's just 4 and 5. Yeah. But it's, I know that they have a deal set up.
Well, at least they're going to have another 2 seasons.
Well, yeah. The 5 was more of an if than a then. Mm.
So it won't be on Netflix.
Right. So they have exclusive content that way. But at the same time, there's also the exclusive content that is generated. So it's, by saying that, it's not necessarily something that they're producing in-house or they're co-producing or whatever. It's just something that only they have.
Well, you answered my question of, is Hulu producing its own content? And the answer to that is yes.
And
that was the real question.
But the real question is it any good?
Hit and miss,
I'd
imagine.
That's the real question.
Okay, so there's
is that a real question, or do you just assume?
There's actually a pretty good collection of the Criterion collection that's available as part of my Hulu Plus account. But I'm trying... Let's see. Fear and Loathing, that's Criterion. So let's see. C, D, E, F. It's actually a reasonably long list. This is so interesting for people to listen to.
We can't stop here. This is Bat Country.
Okay, that's not on here, so that's one that's not available. So I don't think it's entire Criterion, but there's a pretty good list. There's a good chunk of movies
well,
here.
At least you get a decent selection.
Yeah. And I recognize, like, none of these.
That's good. That means you have research to do.
Yes, exactly.
Or it means they got the licensing to the not popular ones.
Well, that's very true.
Well, Kurosawa.
So, have you guys heard about this? What was the other... Okay, so there's this new streaming service.
Redbox Instant?
It's pushing up against... No. I haven't heard of that one.
That one sucks. Sucks hard.
Okay.
Don't do it.
But it's pushing up against Pandora, who's kind of reigned as sort of the online...
Spotify?
Now that it's Spotify, we have Spotify. So yeah.
let's keep going.
Another one.
Last FM?
No, they specifically...
Radio?
They specifically shoot at
Pandora. Groove Shark.
This one's all about...
Songza?
Pandora, yeah. Can't remember. I saw it the other night, and I gave it a quick, like, click here, check it out, and it was... a ton of songs. Like, it had a humongous library you could actually, like, peruse, right?
Mm.
Much like you can, you know, like, buy a whole album. You get everything from a particular album, right? You could find a band on there and get the whole album, like, right there. But none of the bands I knew. It's this
Slacker radio?
Slacker, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, my phone came with that app.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's it was available on like Android devices and all this other stuff. And
they've made their way to iOS.
They made their way to iOS, and I saw it last night, and I'm like, oh. Like, I like Spotify. I do Pandora primarily, but then I was like, oh, if they got that many songs, I might as well check it out, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm willing to just try bands I've never, ever, ever heard of, nor would ever listen to.
That's the hard thing about a lot, like, of the streaming sources.
To me, it seemed like a ton of indie stuff, which is great. It's awesome, and I'm all for indie. But so far into it that, like, it had no appeal to me.
You need a frame of reference.
Of course.
To appreciate it.
Exactly. And I'm not an indie guy, and I will admit that outright. I'm not an indie guy because I'm not going to pretend like I go and try music super often, just random music, like go into a store and just buy a record.
Right.
Nah. I've got to get a recommendation. I'm investing my money. It's just not my hobby. It's just sort of what I do when I'm at work.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
It's got to have a few good plays on the current, and you got to be like, ooh, well, hey.
At least. Yeah. I mean.
And even then, it's the current doesn't make its way into my listening rotation anymore because, you know, I can plug in my iPhone in my car, and through that, then I can do Pandora, and I can do the Spotify radio app or iHeartRadio.
Is it bad if I actually put my phone in and then I'll be scrolling through my radio apps and I'll actually go back into the current app and just, like, stream the current right there?
through my phone? In your car?
I've done it. I will admit that I've done it, but that was also because I couldn't remember what station that they played Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So I didn't want to go to each of the...
Exactly, actually. That's exactly what I do.
NPR.
Well, and the cool thing is that you have the songs right there and you can just click it and download the song right there.
And you also get the display, like, yeah, I have a car with the integrated GPS screen, so I can actually pull up that information, but had I not had that...
Yeah, exactly.
Then you can be like, oh, there's the song and artist name while I'm driving. This is a good idea.
See, my thing is just I have it right there, and I can click, literally just right there on the app, and I can get access to downloading it, just like you would on Pandora or any of the other streaming services.
Sure,
right.
But that was one of my things. My question was, is that just like a thing now to like create a streaming service with material, for example, on Hulu, that just isn't good, but you could put a ton of names on there?
Well, I mean...
Unlicensed material or stuff that's just desperate to get licensed?
We have 10,000 artists!
Exactly, like that's what the whole thing was. They had like 10,000 artists, like 100,000 songs, and none of them I knew.
Slacker, I was just reading a Forbes article about it that came out last week. It came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And they are advertising more than 13 million songs.
Yeah, that's what made me click the app. I'm like, holy crap, that's worth checking out.
There's got to be a little bit of music in there somewhere. A little bit of music.
And like, I knew they had your standards, but I'm like, I can get these on Pandora already, or I have the albums already.
Or you can get it on Spotify
already. You have them at your fingertips, but then like, the expansion, the attraction was the massive list. And I thought maybe they had whole albums from people. You only get like 4 or 5 songs on Pandora from the same album. But that wasn't the case.
No,
as far as I understood, I didn't take a whole lot longer.
It's just
a couple of seconds.
According to the article, it said that they work directly with a lot of these record labels, so they're just probably seeking out the less experienced or the smaller labels, and they can just get a big library for cheap.
I mean, that's interesting.
It's interesting, and it's good that a lot of these bands are getting slightly more exposure than they would have otherwise.
Yeah.
But at the same time, most people aren't going to be seeking it out unless they're, like, driven to it in a Pandora-esque way
Perfect example. Sorry, you were
saying. Go ahead.
It's separating the wheat from the chaff. How do you do that?
Well, here's what I was going to say, is you process it by using a more of a local scene. I don't know, maybe it's just because we have the current here in Minnesota.
Right.
And I think that's such a fantastic vehicle because you actually put it to ears that might listen to it, as opposed to throwing it into the national or the world availability of the internet.
Yeah.
And seeing, like, see if this particular song is going to... I mean, I guess it's more ears to listen to it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it doesn't get the same sort of love that I feel a local scene would give a up-and-coming artist if they deserve it.
Yeah. And I've actually spoken to a couple people who work at The Current, and they've told me how things work and how they kind of establish that familiarity with new material. And
you trust them.
Well, it's not only that, but they will actually, when they're designing the playlists for a specific show, they will actually pair that new material with something that is old and familiar. So they'll play old and familiar, and then they'll play they'll give a little introduction to the new song, and then they'll play the new song, and then you're like, ooh, hey, hmm. And you have, it builds that kind of frame of reference and makes you more comfortable with accepting this new song into your,
noggin?
Yes, your noggin, your realm of knowledge.
I'm down with that. Just make a little, you know, like a current Oreo sandwich.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the cream filling being the new music.
Exactly. That's what they do.
See, but that's why I think it's an improper. I just don't think streaming on like a massive scale for new, brand new, untested artists, or be tested in a smaller sense.
Oh, well, I was
really
actually
the right way to do it.
I was going to bring up something about this to the point where I was listening to comedy on Spotify today, but I have not picked up a premium account through them yet. Yeah. So I still get the ads.
Yeah.
And I was very angry that the display ads that are on the interface are for music that does not apply to me at all.
Yeah.
And then the ads that come on between songs, again, like
poorly
do
targeted.
Not, never hit me at all. And you'd think, based on the fact that I have an account set up, I have playlists set up,
yeah.
I have play counts set up yeah. for songs I've listened to, that they couldn't do a little bit of targeted advertising where it's like, oh, this guy only listens to comedy. Let's give him hardcore rap.
Oh, I'll be honest. I kind of enjoy
Word.
The Hulu ads in that way.
Yeah.
What ad experience do you
yes,
want?
Right. And it can ask you, is this ad relevant to you? No. That's the answer every time. I don't care what the product is. But...
True.
Does it make the ads go away? Trust me.
It doesn't.
No, I don't use laundry detergent. I like my clothes stinky.
Because that's what I did on Facebook. I said that every ad that I ever saw was sexually explicit or against my beliefs. Because based on the fact that there were advertisements on a page that has my information on it, I did not believe in it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Sexually explicit, that's when I was feeling kind of saucy.
I see. I see. But okay, so let's go down that. I mean, I don't know if you guys wanted to, you guys ever consider big data, especially in this age of streaming, huge data streams. I mean, you create a playlist on Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
No radio station has access to that. And they can't target their ads or their playlists the same way that huge streaming companies like Netflix can. Speaking of which, House of Cards. Anybody watched it?
Oh,
I'm three episodes in.
I actually haven't started it, even though I'm a humongous Spacey fan.
It's good.
I'm excited for it.
I've seen the first episode, and I'm excited to watch more. I just have other pressing matters to attend to.
Oh, of course, it's life. But like, my mind is so pressing that I want to buy like a bottle of wine and like sit with a fine roast and watch the show. I'm that excited about this show.
I would say a good scotch would
scotch.
Suffice.
Okay. A quick scotch and no meal.
No, it'd be kind of like a post dinner.
Okay.
Like dessert scotch, hang out, kick back,
pop
on the
it,
show.
Watch it.
Yeah.
In style.
Yeah.
But the whole point is this show is so well targeted using an amazing system on Netflix part of big data information, big analytics, that they knew that it would be a hit before they even started filming the show.
Yeah, it's I completely believe it, and
I'm surprised. I'm just surprised that, well, especially Spotify being so unbelievably popular as it is.
That's incredible. So talk more about that. So Netflix uses its history and what people have rated certain shows at to determine if they will like a new show that they're producing.
But at the same time, they also had
is that what you're saying? Wow.
Yes, that is exactly what they're doing.
He was nodding vigorously.
Yeah, nodding. but they had David Fincher on the producer directing a couple of the episodes.
Yep.
Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright.
Oh, exactly.
Rick Cleveland, who is a writer for The West Wing,
exactly.
is a co-executive producer, wrote at least one of the episodes.
And so you have this.
It's a good team.
Now, I'm pulling this right out of, I got this in the Trib this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trib. They did a fantastic little
blurb
on it. they're talking about how they don't only just track who's watching what, since you give your information with your account, they know what age groups watch what. Mm-hmm. They know what time of day they watch it. They know how frequently they rewatch it.
They know how quickly you drop off of an episode if you don't like it.
How quickly you drop off, how many times you pause, where you've paused, when you play again, how many times you fast forward, how many times you rewind to watch a particular moment, how many times you skip episodes to skip a certain portion of a season, how many times you log in and log back out. That's a huge deal. Like if you go marathon streaming sessions.
Or if you watch like part of a show at a time.
Part of a show at a time, or if you're just kind of like leaving it on for a long, given, they know all that information. It's all logged.
They're being smart about
it. So they knew that, I can't remember the name of the director you were saying.
David Fincher.
Fincher was huge.
Yep.
Of course.
Well, though Fight Club isn't available on there, or Social Network
or Social Network isn't on there either.
Yeah.
But huge.
Yep.
Then they knew Spacey, of course, all of his works is 5-star. I think on Netflix, almost all of his stuff is 5-star.
He does good work.
He's amazing. I love him. I've never disliked anything he's ever been in.
He knows how to pick them.
And so they found this amazing Venn diagram. They said, it's been in the UK. It was successful in the UK. The
miniseries.
Show, the miniseries was very successful in the UK. And they said, this is perfect. It was such a good design that I can only assume it was a home run now, given they did say that there's no way to measure it officially. There are no ratings on streaming, which...
There's no Nielsen.
There's no industry line.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing the high watermark, tweets.
Tweets and...
Hashtags.
Reviews.
Reviews online on blogs.
I wrote a nice one.
Exactly. You find this... new social media created, replacing, supplanting, I think, in a lot of ways, your industry standard, if you can't see, I quote fingers up.
Yeah.
Industry standard.
You're
going
to have that tonality to it, so it's like, I am making a point. Listen to me now.
Quoting voice.
Yes.
Industry standard, like, ratings are, for this, you're finding the social media is now the rating systems for streaming media.
Yeah, it's true.
Social media is.
Yeah.
And now that we did wrap up that thought, it is a perfect time for us to take a commercial break, so we will rest, relax for a second and a half, and then jump back in for Movie Bluff in a little bit. So stay tuned. All right. Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us for episode 74, which Adam and I taped on February 27th. 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You've already heard the discussion portion with Steve, Frank, Frankenfield, and Katie Best, and we're about to get into Movie Bluff, but before we get into that, couple things that we need to plug, stuff that we want you to know about the show, get you involved. So check this stuff out. Here's the cheesy music. All right, here we go. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. There, we are renovating everything. It looks great. It's a lot easier to find stuff. Check it out, bufferingpodcast.com. Articles, episodes, bonus tracks, photos. Great stuff. Check it out.
And you can find us on Facebook, where you can find updates about the site and some news. And you can find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where you can find streaming news and more info about the site.
You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by going to iTunes and searching for Buffering, or for my name, or for Adam's name, or for the names of any of our guests that we've had on the show before. So check us out on iTunes.
You can also hear the Buffering Podcast while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
All right, that sounded good. Oh, one other thing that I wanted to plug is Adam and I have been test marketing a new game, song-related game, that you should check out. It's going to be bonus track, should be available on Saturday. You can also go back to episode 73. We did a bonus track for that as well. We did a lot more workshopping with that one, experimentation with the rules. This week, everything seemed to flow so much better. I need to build up the library of songs to choose from, but it's definitely fun to check out. It's another half hour, so you can listen to Movie Bluff, have fun with that, and then get an extra half hour this week of games. So here we go, on to Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
I can look it up later. I'll find it.
It's a streaming related show. We have resources.
Yes.
And things.
So here we are in the second half of the episode.
Yes, and
which episode is this? Anyway?
74.
74. Okay.
Because I thought,
where am I?
the next one's 75. So I thought, okay, that's something that I might want to pay a little bit of attention to.
Yeah.
Because
why 75?
Well, because our show is an old man at this point.
Yeah, it's almost three quarters of a 100.
You know, looking at that base 10 type of thinking, it's like he's getting somewhere. But the one thing I wanted to bring up as a potential starting point, thought it was neutral enough, though I don't remember if we mentioned this character in the mic check, in the intermittent moment where we don't actually tape anything, or if it's during the show. So I was thinking we start with Steve Carell, movie, to you, Frank.
Oh, sure.
Pretty open playing field.
A 40-year-old virgin cast.
So, Katie, you just have to think of somebody who's in a Judd Apatow movie, essentially. And you're giving me the death stare. And
I'm not giving you the death stare. Not specifically
okay.
to you.
Yeah, you're just looking. I'm just not there quite you go. There you go. Yeah, you were doing that, but at me. I was like,
sorry. I just wasn't far
Hold
enough.
Hold the mirror up.
Yeah. Take that. Take yourself.
Who's the chick in that movie?
There are a couple.
There's two.
Yeah, several.
I can picture all of
more
them,
than
but
one.
I don't know their names.
Oh, well, there's,
but
okay,
you can think
favorite,
of a number of guys.
My favorite female actor at the time.
I know, but...
Currently.
That dude's in that movie. That
yep, and the yeah. other one, too.
Yeah.
Movie.
Oh, oh wow, just out of... Got it, thank you. Sorry. Thinking out loud does help.
It does, if
you just kind of put it out there.
But like, I just see faces. This is the biggest problem. Every time I play this game,
yeah,
I just see the faces.
I agree. That's my biggest weakness.
That's,
but I
yeah,
can't
that's
think
tricky.
Of their names.
That is true.
But it is one of those things where if you think about them
the
for a little bit, then it,
no, I'm
it
so
does
bad
kind
at
of.
Names.
No.
Yeah. No. Never. Because I never make the connection, so I can never pull it back down.
Well, then you know you have a couple options. You
Seth
can...
Green.
And then
movie.
You're bluffing.
You were close yeah. with the first name.
I know I couldn't think of his last name. It's Seth something.
Rogan.
Da.
Yep.
Yeah, I never
yep,
would have got
so that means
that's who you were thinking of.
4T to you, sir.
Yes, and I will say Seth Rogan because that was going to be my answer anyway. So Seth Rogan movie.
I was going to say Paul Rudd. I will say, I mean, I know, Knocked Up movie.
Knocked Up? Who saw Knocked Up?
I did.
I did, and I didn't like it, but it's just getting that one out of the way.
I own it for some reason.
So another Seth Rogen movie to you, sir.
I never saw it. Paul Rudd cast.
Try that again
Damn.
With a... Another
oh,
Seth
wait,
Rogen
movie.
Movie,
not cast. Why am I head? Oh, Seth Rogen movie. Oh, yeah, okay.
There are plenty out there.
Super bad.
All right.
Cast.
There no, you go. I,
yeah.
Oh, to you.
Yeah, it's me. Because
yeah,
she's out.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll say... Emma Stone movie.
The Help movie. Another Emma Stone movie.
Didn't see The Help either.
So it's That's another okay. Emma Stone
oh, Emma Stone
movie.
Movie.
Yeah, pay
yeah.
attention.
Movie.
Listen to my
I'm
words.
I'm not paying attention at all. I'm just trying to like do cast in my head.
Process the
time.
Words
oh,
with
Stone
your brain.
Movie. Zombieland cast.
There you go.
Oh.
So all five of them.
So we've done Mumblecore. Can we move on to a different
oh.
genre?
Oh, sweet. Okay. Okay. We're good. Bill Murray movie.
Spiraling in a good direction here.
Yes. I will say... And we've done so many of his films on this show anyway.
Yes, we have.
I don't know which way to send it. That's not just going to send us spiraling exactly where it always goes. So I will say Broken Flowers movie so that it's up to you to determine where we go.
Well, you know where I'm going to put it. Caddyshack.
All right.
Hold on.
Cast.
Chevy Chase movie.
Ah, oh, boo. Could go through that cast list for a while. Chevy. Angry Chevy. I will say Community.
Does that count?
Yeah, TV shows count.
Oh, cool.
Yes, they do.
Well,
yes.
Then there you go.
Caster movie.
That's what I was thinking. I actually wanted to say that to gauge your reaction of, oh, yeah, I know that, or no, I don't know that. So I am going to say Community movie, parentheses, or TV show.
Chevy, what has he been in? God.
Where he wasn't an angry old man.
Yeah, I know.
Like his roast.
Oh, I never saw that.
He made it seem like he was definitely forced into the idea.
Oh, God, come on, buddy. I read his biography. It's just so... That man. Just too much in that lifetime. I will say... Fuck.
There are a couple, you know...
Blanking. Hang on. So he's been in a lot of cameos.
Those count.
That's what I was going to say. That's probably what I'm most familiar with him being in cameos. Chevy. Was he on? No, he was not. That was Alan. What's his head from MASH?
Alda.
Alda, thank you. I'll have to give that one. I've got nothing.
Are you gonna pass?
Pass it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Chevy to you.
Cool. Well, in honor
see if
of
you got it. Yeah, you got it.
In honor of my Mexico trip, in if you.
Oh, I was thinking of that too.
Of course.
We are the three. Amigos. And amigos forever will be cast.
Why is it you always remember the movie you should have known and you just make an ass of yourself every time?
It's one of the things where when the spotlight's on you, it is a little bit hard
it's
to think about
hot.
It. But if you do try to, you know, listen to the progression, you can kind of see where things are going a little bit. So Three Amigos was on my list, and I'm going to say John Lovett's movie.
Ooh.
Oh.
I was almost going to say Phil Hartman.
But you didn't want to be mean?
No, I thought John Lovitz would be a little bit meaner, actually.
Really?
Either of the things I would say now are going to blow things wide open, so I'll just say Saturday Night Live cast.
Cop out.
Well, I was going to throw that. I was going to throw that your way for Saturday Night Live for Chevy Chase. Like,
I didn't
want
to play that.
What
card.
Else could we do? Fair so enough. So I will say. Ooh. Yeah, no, I'll say Tracy Morgan movie.
Okay. 30 Rock cast.
Oh God, I can't think of his name to use him.
We're in your wheelhouse now. I can see it, Steve.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
But I mean, it's really easy because you have all those guest stars.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to work with, like John Lithgow.
It's like, I was going to say, it's like Saturday Night Live.
But I'm going to say cast as well. Okay. I don't want you to take it to Dexter.
I could.
I've gotten myself into that corner before.
So I will say Alec Baldwin movie, kind of tying it back to another tangent we got on.
Okay. Clerks, the animated series cast.
Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah.
All right.
There are a couple. Like Charles Barkley was apparently a guest star on every episode of that.
So really,
a weird thing to throw out there.
Seriously?
Yes, and he played himself.
Hey,
and
why not?
He usually got beat up by Jay and Silent Bob.
Why not?
So Kevin Smith movie. Oh, trying to think of the ones that he's in versus the ones that he made because there's a crossover and then there isn't. So I'll say Mallrats cast.
Okay. Jay doesn't count. That's not a real person's name.
No. that doesn't count.
Does Eden Prairie Center count as a character?
The palm tree! The other palm tree!
Yeah.
That freaky elevator that was also kind of awesome. And the fountain, the wishing fountain that had the orange, blue, and red lights.
Yes.
I remember...
In the food court.
Oh, yeah,
the sunken food court with Taco John's.
Yeah. And like an arcade thingy?
Yeah!
I
remember there was a pet store, like a real life mall pet store there. It was one of the last things to like survive.
I watched Mallrats on Hulu several years ago for the first time.
I remember walking through Eden Prairie Center when it was under construction, and some things you had to get to by walking on planks of wood.
Really?
Like it was almost like na, na, na,
na, and they had na, the organ na, grinder na, there with the music.
I've fallen into the mall oblivion.
Oh, noes. Not the ball pit.
So that's where they put these.
Yeah. Malls would be so much cooler if that was true.
Stalling. True.
Anyway, but think about it. I mean, all right, you're going to the gap, but first you must swing on this rope across this gap.
Realistically, I'd rather that the entire bottom floor was just filled with balls for a ball pit. Like, you have to wade through it so that it would be more of a hassle to go, so less people would go, but the people who enjoy ball pits would have just as much fun.
But, yeah. Dude, those I'm trying to buy you sanitary.
Time. Like, well, I feel like the bottom would fall out of our society if malls made it that hard to buy things.
Hang on, here's my only thing about malls is how many times you go to a mall and actually buy anything?
Yeah, if I go to a mall, I'm going there for something specific in a store that I know is there that has what I
yes.
want.
Yes, if you have a mission, go to it. But now here's my biggest complaint having worked at a mall.
While he's buying you time,
Buying you time. I'm letting you do this.
What am I supposed to be thinking of again?
You don't even remember anymore, do you?
Shit, neither can I.
Oh, come on!
No,
Kevin Smith.
Mallrats cast.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Mallrats cast.
Okay, so talk about malls.
Come on.
Malls.
So malls, you have another, 30 seconds to do this. Hurry up. Come on. Use those Velour headphones to massage that brain of yours.
Okay.
We have...
Oh, that's
my
nice.
Biggest thing with malls is, and now all you listeners, listen up. If you're at a mall to look at pretty things, go to a museum.
Well,
but I think that my
you can't buy the pretty things if you think they're pretty enough to, you know, damage your wallet.
Yeah, you have to go all the way to the gift shop to buy things at the museum,
which is at the front door, you know.
Yeah. Oh, boo hoo. Culture yourselves, you slobs.
I'm full of culture. I'm just speaking in support of malls so
Why
that if
malls?
I see something pretty, I can buy it. It's not like, "Hey, look, sarcophagus." Love it.
Well, perhaps
taking it
if
with
you
me.
Culture yourself properly, you'll find interest in some productive other form of recreation. Then make yourself a lot of money. Then go to a museum and buy those off that wall.
I feel like I couldn't buy it off the wall.
I
think it'd probably have to stay there, but my name would be near there as a credit.
You go to a gallery instead of a museum. And
there you go. Exactly.
Difference.
Whoa, hey. High five on that one. Bam.
We're surrounded by, you know... lots of artists' worth of work, including local artists.
Exactly.
Exactly. I've got it going
Support
on.
Support your local
Dan
artists.
Dan points around his apartment.
Dan is
Mallrats cast.
Dan is most cultured there is.
He is most cultured. All the culture.
Yes! Okay.
He's got it.
Stan Lee.
I thought we were going to get that one.
Movie. It popped into my head at the last second.
The nerd
second.
Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, good God.
Robot Chicken cast.
Ooh.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's another just blow it wide open.
It does, but then as soon as you name somebody, it'll hone right back
you
down.
You got to hone it back in. Bring it down.
Seth Green movie.
Okay. Been named before in a way, but wasn't technically used, but it's not like we're going to be treading over stuff anyway.
Yeah. Did you use the Oscars?
No. That's. I don't think anyone has that on their IMDb page unless it's like maybe a musical performance, maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Neil Patrick
regardless,
Harris has his on there.
You can't count award shows because
he hasn't hosted though.
Well, he didn't host he hosted the Tonys,
Emmys as well,
and the Emmys. Oh, I didn't watch the Emmys.
Yep. not recently. Or not this year recently. So you said Seth Green. I will say Idle Hands cast.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Weirdly?
I didn't say anything. I was playing. Shush. Go play the game.
Mm. haven't seen it. So tell me someone else who was on the cast.
Jessica Alba was the hot girl.
Okay.
When is she not?
I think you're bluffing. I think she wasn't the hot girl.
No, like she was wearing like an it looked like a nightie, but she was pretending to be an angel for a Halloween costume. So she's like literally playing the hot girl.
Right.
It's all. I was just trying to squash it because it's down to us. We wanted to get them back in. It's also, you know, we're near halfway through the game round anyway.
Well, on one point. We did tangent pretty hardcore there.
We tangented.
Buying your time.
So anyway.
So Katie, you were the first person out. So you actually get to start this round and send it Frank's way. Yeah.
Ha.
Well, as well as you can kooshball it to him.
Go ahead. Hog tie me.
After it gets to you a second time, then yes. Then
didn't even know how to react to that.
Oh. You have a dirty mind, too. It happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Koosh ball.
Yeah. So, something that optimistically people will get unless a wrench is thrown into things from time to time.
I like koosh balls.
I don't know if this... We talked about this earlier, and I can't remember what you said.
Go for it.
Oh, I know who doesn't like koosh balls. Germophobic mothers.
Oh, good God.
Okay. MASH cast.
Is it bad if I ever forgot who we were talking about already?
He even came up in the game.
Yeah, I know he did.
Well, except he was the person who couldn't think of who it was.
Yeah, I couldn't think of who
he was. Yeah, he was the person that you helped out.
His last name.
Do-over?
No, I mean, take me out. It's a game. Be competitive.
It's supposed to play to
first
win.
Round's yeah, supposed it, to
the,
be...
The first attempt...
Do you want to softball another one on here? Yeah, we can rewind this whole thing. Yeah. We can just delete this from the...
Let's delete it.
Hog tie me.
Thank you for fitting that back in so well, Fred.
Another awkward laugh. Because
there aren't already enough of those on this track.
Exactly.
That's what makes this show, is just the awkward, like, I don't know if I should laugh at that because I support it or I don't.
That's the point. It's to push the envelope.
Yeah. Why say envelope since no one uses envelopes anymore?
I know.
All right. No tangent.
Sorry.
We stopped.
I use envelopes every day.
House of Cards cast.
Ah.
You're really funny. You know that Kevin Spacey movie?
21 cast.
Oh. That one guy.
He's playing the game like I do. That one guy.
With the face. He has a mustache, I'm pretty sure.
He's in other stuff, too.
Crap. What's his name, though?
He has a name. I know he does.
Dark hair.
Can I look it up?
British.
You can't look it up until you're out, just in case we do cast somehow.
Yeah. And then there's the rest of the cast, though.
Yeah. There's other people.
There's the girl and the girl. And yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen 21.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I should have said
it. I thought you said you knew all the Kevin Spacey movies.
No, I said I'm a fan of the work I've seen.
Oh, that's different.
Everything I've seen, I've enjoyed him in.
I think he said that like all of the Netflix or all the movies have like 5 stars or whatever.
Yeah, that was
you're saying something about ratings rather than...
21 is...
Most of it's not all that true. I can't imagine I would know all that.
Well, at the same time, 21 wasn't the best movie, but...
It's entertaining.
Yeah, there's
We're buying you time here. You better...
I'm trying here.
Oh, so have you seen Under the Sea?
Beyond the Sea?
Yes, I've seen Beyond the Sea. I was like,
does that get 5 stars?
I would give it 5 stars.
Well,
I've always been intrigued by the premise, but I've never...
Oh, I think it's just...
I did have a Kevin Spacey Pandora channel, and it is good. It's most like Frank Sinatra.
And Impressions.
So it would be like My Swing Music.
Lounge act stuff.
Yeah.
Does he have an album?
Okay, seriously.
Well, no, he did the voice.
Let me get a word in edgewise.
Sorry.
Maybe I've had an answer for the last 5 minutes, but I can't say it because you've all been talking for nonstop.
He did the singing for Beyond the Sea. Go ahead.
Well, now I...
That's true. That came up on my panel. Sorry.
My bladder is shy from answers.
He shrunk up like a raisin.
I'm sorry. All I can think of is when I went to see that movie in glorious 35mm, one of the female actresses on one of her close-ups, it looked like she had a mustache. So,
that girl.
Yeah, so that is all that's emblazoned in my head, and the soundtrack, album cover.
Make up a name. I don't know.
But I.
Yeah, maybe Katie will bite.
Yeah. Pass it.
I'm pretty sure.
I think that only works when I do it to Joel.
His name was.
Are we talking about a woman?
Jamie Clark. No, it wasn't. I lose.
Wow, you can't even. Bluff. Even, like you're playing poker. Come on.
No, I can't even do that.
No, I call his bluff.
Ironically.
Call it. Okay. Well.
Make it stop.
It's. Yeah, I'm out. You got me.
Pass.
There, yeah, it's you. Pass.
Kate Bosworth. Movie.
In Uncertain Times cast.
Jeez.
All right, now that I'm out, I can see who I was trying to think of.
I didn't think Kate Bosworth.
Well, Katie's not here.
Yeah, Katie doesn't have to worry anymore. And you have to keep your phone away if you're going to look at an answer.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I promise I'm not. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, he's allowed to because he's out.
Damn.
So I am going to challenge that Kate Bosworth is Bosworth is what? Yeah, I don't think
you can't challenge. He let it pass.
No, but I'm actually challenging him.
He's challenging
that
me
Kate Bosworth wasn't in whatever movie you just said.
Yeah,
because I don't think the name that you said was right. So it's chain reaction.
Wait. So is she being challenged or am I being challenged?
You're being challenged.
I'm being challenged.
I don't
because she didn't get a challenge from me.
Yeah.
Right.
I made up a movie title. I just thought of a cool sounding title.
I was like, what?
Go. Do it. Who you got?
You said cast. That was your mistake.
I should have said movie.
You should have said movie.
It would
have
been easy. Pass
right over. Pass right over.
But cast, that means you have to know something else about
it. Yeah, that was a. I said in uncertain times.
Sounds like
that. That's. Because I was uncertain, and so it was in an uncertain time in my life. So I handed, hey, it's called bluffing. I know how to play poker over here, Mr.
For being wrong, that was the best wrong I've ever heard.
Yeah. That was so wrong, it was right.
I love you, look at your face, you go, I'm not sure she's in that. Wait
no,
second,
first was,
that's not a movie.
That was my first thought. Second thought was Kate Bosworth. I don't think is a person who acts in the movie 21, so therefore she's not in.
High five for bluffing. Yeah, you're still in the game. I'm
uncertain.
Not.
So have you looked that up yet?
Can you look up 21, if you wouldn't mind?
I already have. And Kate Bosworth was in 21.
Well, thank God she wasn't in Uncertain Times.
Wait.
Please see if there is a
movie
called
In Uncertain Times. I'm pretty sure that I get
partial credit.
Partial credit.
I will give you
get
an
props.
Honorary point if that is a real movie.
I've always
what about miniseries
that.
Or TV show?
I was just saying.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure if it's a title. Let's just be honest. If it's a title, if there's a play, okay.
I thought her last name wasn't.
Bosworth?
I thought it was Bos something else, but if it's who I'm thinking of, well, then
the
my answer
familiar
since
enough.
You're
she's the chick
wrong.
With two different color
what?
Eyes.
You got an answer there.
There is no such thing as In Uncertain Times. The closest I can find to that is Traveler's Guide to Uncertain Times, which is
no.
So instead for Kate Bosworth movie, I'm going to say Rules of Attraction cast.
Oi.
And the phones come out.
Of course they do.
Rules of Attraction. Couple good answers for this.
Rules of
I know,
attraction.
But I can't even pull up the... See, I'm a visual person, so when you always say a movie, I think of the... movie poster, and then I can pull who is in the movie.
There, the movie poster is green,
okay,
with six pictures, three across the top, three across the bottom, Rules of Attraction in the middle, and it's pictures of people who are in it. I'm just saying this because it's
Zeta Jones.
And then,
gotta lock it in.
Movie,
no,
eh.
James Vanderbeek.
True.
And,
see, and I just,
Sosa
in my
Man,
head, wait, in certain times, he's
yep.
in that? And I was like, no, dang it. I'm like, one step behind.
And there are a couple other people. It's good. It's weird.
Mm.
It's I think one of my favorite intros I've ever seen, because the entire intro is in reverse. It's kind of what's that movie that's completely backwards?
Memento.
Yeah, that it's like that, but just for the—
I always wanted to see that.
It
was funny. I was just thinking when you started saying that, I was like, remember when we were cool and we watched Memento in high school because we thought we were indie?
Wait, is that because you saw that poster on the wall of De Lorenzo's room? He had a poster of Memento on his wall, as well as Dead Poet Society.
The guys just invited me over and said we're watching Memento, and I was like, all right.
In my collection, I don't know if I got rid of it. I'd say second, third, or fourth shelf. I don't
even remember where we watched it.
Well, that's really specific, being that there are five shelves.
Well, second, third, or fourth, so.
Well, at least they're accessible.
Yeah. It's ones that you could see. That's why I figured I'd ask. I don't know if I ever tried to sell it to Cheapo or not. But the one thing I always wanted to do with Memento.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've always wanted to put it in order to see if it's any more interesting. I'd say it's a movie worth watching three times, and then you know it, and it's done.
Mind if I borrow this?
Take it.
I seriously haven't seen it since we watched it.
Interesting side note. Fred in Rules of Attraction.
Oh, yeah. Fred Savage.
Savage plays
the clarinet.
He's credited on IMDb as a junkie named Mark.
Yes, a junkie named Mark who plays the clarinet very shittily. that was actually another one. I think I would say, as I'm pulling up the stopwatch to see how we're doing, we're actually good. This would actually be a good time to wrap up since this is a very tangent heavy, but
Ron Jeremy was in that movie.
But what we will do is we will play the other game that I've prepared cards for and painstakingly got us ready. So everyone should listen to the bonus track. But Katie, you were the last person who wasn't a host who was in the game. So do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you know that speech?
Right. I don't have anything of specific dates, but I've come to feel like the jewelry person.
Yeah, you're the Etsy page person.
I'm the Etsy page person, so you can check out my Etsy site and check out my indie jewelry, because I feel like we've been talking about indie things a lot. Now, my natural birchbark jewelry and such at Etsy and search shops for KTB Designs.
Letter,
Designs.
The letter K, the letter T, the letter B, and then Designs. Yeah, so check that out. New items coming soon, hopefully, if I can fit that in. Also, if, you know, I feel like a lot of our friends are getting engaged and stuff, apparently. People are doing that. I keep seeing it on Facebook.
Plug it up. Plug work.
Plug work. So Becklin Jewelers is my new employment as of the first of the year. I'm there full time. And we specialize in designing custom jewelry. So if you want some really high quality... unique wedding sets and
unique New York. Sorry.
Anyway, we're outside Union Prairie Center in a little strip mall. So Becklin Jewelers, and we also, you know, we also do free cleanings of jewelry, and come check us out. We have all really unique custom jewelry and watches.
And then you're on Twitter, and I damned if I know.
I'm on Twitter. Dan tells me. Yes. Because I think Dan's seen it more recently
Best
bug, yes.
Which, I mean, you could just as easily link your Facebook account and you'd actually...
Maybe I'm boycotting Twitter.
Why? You don't know.
With an account?
With an account that has been inactive. Remember, I since figured forever. Out one of the well, last times, like in the last 6 months.
That's just twisting the knife right there. It's
I actually
like,
figured out my password again.
Yeah, hey. And then she added me as a follower and then stopped using it again.
Yeah, pretty much. That was pretty much. I went in and was like, bug. accept, and then.
And people over at Twitter are like, Katie Best, why you no tweet?
Why you no tweet? Because you go to Facebook. That's how I roll. Anyway.
Steve.
Etsy, Becklin, do it.
Cool. What do you have, Steve?
Yeah, Frank.
I have been up to very little at this point in time.
What about the news. Reality show? Is that available somewhere?
I'll have more news about that come release date.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I have an NDA at this point, so that's exciting.
Hmm. Okay.
But suffice to say, if you have cable...
VH1 or MTV, I don't remember. Or can you even say that at this point?
I will neither
one of those.
Acknowledge or deny the existence of
some sort of
reality
thing that you had worked on
legal
at one point in time.
Cable television network at this time. I apologize to all of it. It is music related, so if you enjoy Glee, this may be up your alley, but if you have cable, you'll hear something about it in the next time period. But I always like to plug...
Do you want to bring in your lawyer while
you're may here? Have to at some point. I feel like I've disclosed more than that on previous episodes.
You have.
I probably have. So you can go back and find out all that information. But at this point in time, it's very sensitive. I will plug my gaming self. I did this last time too. But you can find me online, League of Legends, as Kozirov, K-O-Z.
You taught us a lot about
why. I did. K-O-Z, Y-R-O-V. I'm always down to play. And it is a good game. And it is currently the most played competitive game and most watched competitive game in the world. So I like to think I'm a part of the curve, the high end of that curve.
Amazing.
Sounds good.
Wow.
Are you on Twitter? Or anything?
I'm on Twitter. You can find me at SG Frankie, and I'm frequently on Facebook too.
IE or Y?
IE.
Wanted to check.
Okay. That's what my instinct was.
I'm the only SGF on there, so you just type that in, you'll find me.
Okay.
Ah.
SG. Nice. I'm actually trying to think of any abbreviations that would fit appropriately. An SG is not a good starting point.
Although I did get a lot of Stargates when I was trying to do SG. That's good. SG, like a million different names, but SGF, you throw that in there and it's pretty much unique.
Messes it up.
Suicide Girls.
Ooh. There's another one.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
No, it really isn't. As a guy, as a guy, you would say no. Katie would say possibly otherwise.
Suicide Girls.
Basically,
was that
tattooed and pierced ladies of lacking a lot of clothing.
Yeah. Pinups, basically.
Oh.
Got it.
Like, okay. Like alternative scene pinup type thing. So.
So we're looking at now not only are there alternative and indie forms of jewelry, music, and television, but now pin-ups. Porn.
Yeah. It's been around for a while.
Yeah.
One of my friends from college
innovators always
wanted
in
porn. Was
one of my friends from college tried to do it too.
They're really always trying to remake the mold.
So anyway.
Did they just create Netflix before Netflix was Netflix?
Maybe.
So Adam
Frank, did we get all your plugs covered?
I got really very little of the plugs, so yes.
Okay, okay. going to Mexico in a couple weeks. That's gonna be fantastic.
You gotta come back with pictures.
If anyone wants to buy me a GoPro Hero 3 with a 64 gigabyte SD card, can I borrow it?
You may.
Really?
I'll have to ask my brother, but yeah, probably.
Dude, that'd be
actually mine. I should probably say that's my brother's.
That's...
And I was like, my brother has one too. I wasn't gonna let that go.
It's a GoPro. Those things are freaking indestructible.
Yeah, they're pretty mighty, but they're mighty expensive. And you would think for $400, they would include the SD card. But well, no,
they also don't include the mounts.
That's also true.
Which I have all of those.
Really?
Yeah.
I just spoil him.
I just need the handlebar mount. Really?
I could give you the helmet mount too.
I'd be all right with that. I'd be really all right with that.
I'll see what I can do.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you. So you can find me on Twitter at @ADMERDMANN. And I have started to increase my rate of tweets slightly. So, yeah. And I'm going to try to, say more things so it's actually worth your while to follow me if you are so inclined. But you can also find out what music I've been listening to on Last.fm. My handle there is admin7. And that should do it for now. Dan, what do you have?
Saw Jackie Cation at Acme Comedy Club on Tuesday. She will be there through the rest of the week. So if you're listening Friday, Saturday, check her out. Her feature is Tommy Ryman, R-Y-M-A-N. Really, 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 really funny guy. He has an album out called Bath Time with Tommy Ryman. I picked it up at the show. Fantastic. Definitely think everyone else should check it out. Jackie Cation is also great. Her CD is It Will Never Be Bread. Really funny, both local comedians, so fun show. Otherwise, you can catch... I will be at John Mulaney at the Varsity Theater on March 16th. I'm going to the early show, but I know that he's doing a late show. And, I mean, I know I've talked about it with you guys, where he was the guy who did the Tom Jones It's not usual. What's the new pussycat joke? Yep, you know it based on that. And
I love that. I was just thinking about that.
I might play a few tracks for you guys so you can be excited about it as well. But this comedian's going to be here March 16th. Two shows, like 7 and 10, I think.
I'll be on my way back from Mexico.
Hilarious and worth your while, at least to check out. Writes for Saturday Night Live. Other than that, I don't think there's any... Oh, St. Patrick's Day is coming up, so be aware. Minneapolis folk, I believe Metro Transit's doing free bus rides. Don't drink and drive. And yeah, Twitter, Dan L. Whelan, Whelan. So thank you for listening to episode 74. Frank, Katie, thank you for joining us for episode 74 and reconnecting and realizing that you had shared a boat.
We share an alma mater.
That we too. Know each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what right. really matters.
It's high a thing. knowing is all that it's
knowing is knowing. Power.
Half the battle. That's
oh yeah, that's
no, just knowing. It's not about battles, it's about knowing.
So thank you everybody for listening, and we'll see everybody for episode 75.
Hooray, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks again, guys.